Op die kassie met Ashmont Martin, jou kollig op die klein skerm.
It's time for Op die kassie, and today we get to speak all things food. Of course, if you know me, you know that I'm a self-proclaimed foodie, and I have got the honor to speak to Central South Africa's very own MasterChef Season 5 winner, Bridget Mangwani, of course, about a prize that she picked up, of course, recently. But now I don't want to give away too much, but Sara, I don't know what Sara means. Bridget, how are you doing first of all?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm absolutely ecstatic to speak to you again. When I get to speak to you, my mouth just waters because I know it's going to be food and it's going to be delicious and it's going to be beautiful.
You're already
like
thinking
you.
About the plate, the food.
So I want to start off with this. Sara, for those who don't know what Sara is, please explain what Sara is. Let's kick off with that.
So the Sara is the South African Restaurant Awards.
Okay.
And MasterChef being involved with it. It's the first time they've included a TV category.
Uh-huh.
So it's something different definitely for the show. And it is, according to my knowledge, part of the World Restaurant Awards group.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. Yes. Now, tell me about the category that MasterChef SA won. And I know also there were two restaurants in Central South Africa that got Best Restaurant. The one in the Northern Cape was Kleinian. And the one in the Northwest, I think, was La Terraza. I hope I pronounced it right.
The category was the Best Television Cooking Show.
Mm-hmm.
And MasterChef won that, which was a first win and first time that Sara's ever actually included that category.
Mm-hmm. So what does receiving the first TV category trophy at the South African Restaurant Awards mean to you personally and to the MasterChef team?
I think it's really just a representation of how much effort the team, the production team, the production house, everybody put into the show. So winning that award, I think it has warmed so many people's hearts as part of this experience entirely.
Entirely. Absolutely amazing. Now, of course, MasterChef changed your life completely.
Yes.
In what specific ways has winning MasterChef impacted your culinary career and personal life?
It's definitely changed my life in terms of meeting a lot of people in the food industry, getting to be inspired, and also me coming to those restaurants after the show and getting to cook with these chefs, these world-renowned chefs, has been so incredible. Of course, we've got the brand collaboration, so that's also just heightened that. Mm. So I really enjoy being a little bit on camera as well. And also just growing my brand as Bridget, as the chef, and as a student as well of food sciences, I've enjoyed implementing that into a lot of my recipes and speaking to people about it, especially the youth as well. Mm. I've gotten to engage with them, as well as some charities that are focused on children and young adults. So that's been quite great for me.
That's absolutely beautiful. Now, how do you think the visibility from this award will influence your future projects?
I hope that it influences it in a beautiful way, because MasterChef is one of the biggest cooking shows in South Africa, in Africa actually, and the biggest, one of the biggest in the world, you know, mm-hmm. as a franchise. So I know that later on, should I decide to enter a competition again or a show, it would be good for me. And at least it's something that shows that it's on that world level and it's showing our local talent as South Africans on a bigger scale.
On a bigger scale, absolutely fantastic. Now, MasterChef South Africa showcases a diverse rather range of cultures and cuisines. How important is this representation for the culinary scene in South Africa?
I think in South Africa, even how it was aired, it was given to a bigger platform on S3, right? On SABC3. Mm. So a lot of South Africans got to connect with contestants and different cultures, because we're all very different, vastly different. And we all got to show a part of ourselves while cooking and while, you know, during our diaries, talking to, you know, everybody about our own lives. And people found that relatability. So I think it also made food more enjoyable. People loved watching the show.
Love watching the show, and I love it too. Now, tell me, are there any specific projects or collaborations you are excited about for 2025?
2025, we are still in the works before I properly announce, but definitely the brands are coming. I do want to start with my cooking show soon. So hopefully that's going to pan out quite well, and how I want to implement it. You know, I definitely want to show a whole version of myself, the science aspect, the food aspect, the Bridget aspect, all combined into one. So,
yes, absolutely beautiful. Listen, before we wrap up, do you have any words of encouragement, you know, for aspiring chefs or who dream of being on a show like MasterChef and also want to maybe enter the South African Restaurant Awards for the next year? Is there any advice that you can give, Bridget?
Advice I can honestly just say is, you know, with seeing all the restaurants that even won, all the chefs that won these awards, they're all different. They all are true to themselves, and they all relate to that when in their speeches when they were talking about, you know, we started from the ground up, we did this, we did that, and you get to hear some of their stories. So I think that staying true to yourself, whether it is entering MasterChef or starting your own venture, do that, but take that leap and know what you're doing, and it's going to be beautiful if you really stay dedicated to what you believe in.
What you believe in. Looking at Central South Africa and all the South African landscape, you know, when it comes to food, do you think we are on par when it comes to the world culinary stage?
I really do, you know, as much as I haven't traveled the entire world, but in my little bit, I forgot to say I missed home so much. You know, we've got so much diversity. Mm-hmm. You can have curry on Monday. You can have Asian food on Tuesday. You can have whatever, literally, you know, and it's all going to be good. And we all respect each other's cultures in terms of the food, and we all are curious about each other's foods, you know, so I think we've got a very beautiful food landscape in our country.
Oh, wow. Now, well, I'm looking forward to this year, and I'm still waiting on that invite of yours, as you mentioned
last time.
Listen, Bridget, thank you so much for taking time to chat to me here on Optikasi. I wish you all the best with your future endeavors. And yes, like I just said, I'm still waiting, baby.
Noted. Thank you so much for having me. It was lovely chatting, and we will talk soon.
Op die kassie met Ashmund Martin. Luister weer na hierdie insetsel op OFM.co.za.